On Monday night at the annual meeting for the Cumberland branch of New South Wales Farmers, a motion was passed calling for an extension for farmers being evicted from Badgerys Creek. Ted Beyer, the secretary, is concerned about the amount of time farmers have been given to relocate.
Well, they've all got to move, or the ones in within the area designated for the airport have got to move. And according to the local press, they've been given plenty of notice, but it hasn't been entirely their understanding that they had to move out this quick.
Ted says there are around 40 farmers being evicted, but one cucumber farmer from the area has approached his organisation for help.
And he was concerned about this as a major problem for him because of his advanced market gardening business that now is valued at about $500,000. He's been leasing the property for over 15 years and he started small and then started growing slowly a more advanced project, and as his understanding, government would at least notify me or put me in the time frame 5 years before so he can plan ahead for the relocation. He's been given an extension to September, but that lets him get this one little crop off the ground, but that doesn't help him with the rest of the whole of his infrastructure, which is all of these igloos and which he started planting in. Now, if he stops planting now, which he'll have to, doesn't get any income.
So this farmer we're talking about, does he have somewhere to go after September?
He's made an application for leasing property with the Western Parklands Trust, but he has not been informed on the result of that application.
While Badgerys Creek residents were moved out on Monday, Ted is still hopeful of farmers being granted an extension.
I'm always hopeful when you ask for help, because sometimes you do get the help, you don't always get it. On the basis that the initial work that they want to do on the airport is environmental studies, and I'm sure that they'll be able to do that around his area rather than move him.
Ted Beyer from New South Wales Farmers. Ian Sinclair, a PhD resident at Sydney University, has been looking into the impact of urbanisation and sees the issue of farmers being moved out of metropolitan areas as an ongoing problem.
It's not just Australia, it's a worldwide situation. It's termed peri-urban agriculture, and it's been talked about in people by people like the Food and Agriculture Organisation as one of the key areas for the future of food production.
What are the implications for farmers as well as our kind of fruit and veg supply when these farms are being closed or moved out?
The implications are that we run the risk of losing our agricultural production. If we have a look at the actual production of perishable vegetables, Australia-wide, the eastern seaboard, it's around about 80% of Australia's perishable vegetables are grown in the metropolitan fringe and the two high-growth coastal areas of Queensland being Bundaberg and Whitsundays.
And do you think there's just a kind of lack of understanding of how much of our fruit and veg is grown in an area close to the city?
That is what I'm seeing with my discussions with people around the country and the research that I'm doing. People just don't think that agriculture is grown on the fringe. It's a $1 billion a year industry in Sydney. It's about $1.2 billion in Melbourne and $1.3 billion in Brisbane. Those are the sort of the figures that we see, and it's a massive contributor to the local economies. What we need to do is find a balance, and that's balance between having a productive agricultural area and an economy, as well as providing areas for people to live. And that way you can grow food and grow houses at the same time.